Welcome to This is Henderson, the official podcast of the Henderson Tourist Commission, where we break down all things Henderson happenings, history, and hotspots. This is Abby Dixon.
And this is Ellie Keelan.
And this is Henderson.
You guys, we are back with our This is Henderson podcast this week. And if you could smell this room right now, you would wish you were here too.
Absolutely.
We are here with Carl and Maya Taylor from Taylor's Grill on Wheels. They are our extra special guests today.
Yes.
We have so much to dig into today.
I'm so excited. All I can think about is the food in front of me right now.
They have been smiling.
Unfortunately,
all
that's
morning.
All I can think about.
Look at them, y'all.
So this is kind of a special edition of the podcast this week because the episode is dropping on National Barbecue Day. So all week is National Barbecue Month, but May 16th, National Barbecue Day. So we couldn't think of any better guest than our neighbors here on Water Street, basically just cattywampus from us, if that's a word. So Carl, Maya, will y'all just, before we dig into this food, will you tell us a little bit about yourselves?
Well, a little bit about myself. I've always loved to cook.
Yeah.
Not just cook and smoke barbecue meat, mm-hmm. barbecue. I did it since high school.
Awesome.
And it just carried on with me. Doesn't matter what I was doing, where I was working, where I was at, I always had a grill smoking somewhere outside the door. So I just continued doing it, and it became a hobby, and after the hobby, family members and friends and everybody eating and tasting, and finally my mom and my wife, mostly my wife, said, no more work.
Yeah.
You're putting this barbecue out, and
seven years
ago?
In 2016.
She made me quit my job. General manager, made good money, took a chance, and here we are today.
Awesome, yeah. Late.
And we have We have the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
We've been at the Henderson Community College. We used to be there, yeah, and that was like our second move. And then from the community college, we ended up on Water Street, and now we have a food trailer and all that. So we got a food trailer, too. I don't know if y'all knew that.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, we can bring the food anywhere now. So
good to know.
We've already done several events in Owensboro. We turned down a lot because the restaurant and
right.
people want it during the week, but weekends we're out there. I'm here now because of my right hand woman. But no, she was the boss. She made me.
You listened.
Yeah, but it was rough though. You know what I mean? We just got a new house, new car,
just
all this stuff.
Married.
Just got married, and she was like, no more. And she did go to work. She went to work at Deaconess for a little while.
Okay.
So, you know.
Right, something steady.
Yeah. Well, I kept that going, but we're here now, and we're by far, wow, we got a long way to go. We got so much to offer. If we could just get people to try it, just come and see it. We're little.
Yeah.
And they're afraid of the
wall,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like they're afraid of the local. Little. But y'all see it, though. You know what I mean?
The On Wheels name came from us starting out catering.
Back
in 2016.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and everybody asks, why are you guys on wheels?
That. Yeah.
Because, honestly, I mean, we can't get in trouble for it now because Whitney knows the deal. That's the lady at the after party.
Shout out to Whitney.
Yeah. So, Whitney, we thank her, too, for making us take the next move from the college because it's all about having those, what are they called?
Permits
and all this stuff. Yeah, that was like everybody's scared to do it because there's so much red tape, but you just got to jump through it.
You got to do it.
But Whitney Smith told us at the college, no, you guys can't do it here unless you do this and this. And we was like, okay, we'll just do
it.
And actually, the community college built us a whole kitchen.
A whole
kitchen. They have a kitchen there now. I'm not sure if it's open yet, but that was actually for us.
Wow.
But we chose to do
it.
Yeah, because they had a contract and it was like, you got, you know, so we just like, let's just do it.
So there's an opportunity out at the college.
Oh,
maybe
yes, right now. Yes,
so
there's a
kind of cool.
They have a whole brand new kitchen. I think they moved the dental spot out and It's a whole new, nice. With a window and everything.
Like, good spot for getting you start.
Yeah, so if anybody was interested in that, there's a spot there.
Okay.
And y'all's food is getting cold.
Yeah.
We got to try this, you guys.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so Bluegrass Bites, courtesy of Taylor's. Mm-hmm. So you, I'm telling you all, like, the, it smells it just keeps good coming. In here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take a bite.
Go ahead.
I'm not waiting.
We've got, Carl, will you tell us
what all we have? So they have green beans. My wife, you can see she's stuffing her mouth already because she loves the green beans.
Yeah, these are super good.
Yeah, so she does all the sides. I make the mac, but she does the green beans, the potato salad, the coleslaw, the baked beans.
No coleslaw, macaroni
salad. Well, she took coleslaw off and now it's macaroni salad, but they have a sample. We brought a sample of brisket. My wife doesn't eat brisket, believe it or not. But they have a sample of brisket.
Tell us about the brisket, because
The brisket is, everybody thinks they can do brisket, but you don't want it salty. You don't want it under seasoned, but it takes a long time to cook that. So that's 16 hours right there, what y'all eat. That's honestly
six. So cooked with love.
Low and slow with a lot of love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you have to season it right. I make my own rub. We make our own rub.
Well, so. You did it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's because that's rub that we make ourselves. And like I said, it just takes a long time for brisket. But it's on the menu now. So
nice.
You guys come and try it out. And then the pulled pork.
Pulled pork. Okay, I'm doing that next.
It's about the same. Dry rub. And it's about so 12, tender. 10 hours for the pulled pork. It's not as long as the brisket, but I use big butts, so they take it. Excuse me. Yeah.
But they and take you cannot
it.
Lie.
Yeah, I can't lie. They take time. Yeah, they do take time, too, but it's all about that dry rub, and we only use hickory. We don't use no other. We get it from good a local guy around here, Bobby, guy named Bobby. Shout out to Bobby. But he brings it to us by the truckload, and he good price for it. And we use plenty of hickory.
Mm-hmm. Okay, these baked beans,
really good,
tangy.
Yeah, that's our signature.
Oh my
gosh, I love them.
They've got a kick.
Yeah, that's what they are.
They have a spicy kick, and I always like my baked beans like that. And some people don't like the baked beans, I will be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the spice.
I like them. It's just always been my style.
I love these.
Yeah,
I like full flavor.
Yes.
Yeah, and normally, everybody's can't be the same.
And so
you know?
They're not a baked bean out of the can. Like, I make them into baked beans.
Yeah, so she uses a raw baked bean.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's
like, it's hard.
Like, some people use
bushes.
Bush, because it's already flavored. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't use that. She uses a raw baked bean, mm-hmm. and then she adds all her seasonings and sauce to it, and turns it into that.
Sauce as well.
Yeah, and the sauce on that chicken.
Yeah, I'm going for the chicken now.
Yeah, the smoked chicken.
And that's your favorite, Maya, right?
That's her favorite, yeah. And that sauce on that chicken is her homemade sauce. And we get people to bring sauce in and tell, but we get people to come in and buy our sauce by the. Run us out, buy quarts of it, and just
that's good.
One guy drinks it. I don't believe him, but he said he did. But no, everything we do is homemade. Like,
yeah, you can tell
we're not just doing it to be doing it. We're doing it to make people come back. And you see the plates, you guys?
Yeah,
you see them plates.
Yeah,
so
it would be gone, but I feel like we need to. Yeah.
So I can attest. This food was delicious.
It was so good.
I can't wait to hear more about like the process and the craft behind it.
Uh-huh.
But you guys, run, don't walk to Water Street.
And that's all we're saying. If we could just get people to not look at the little tiny building. But if people know, they should know. The hole in the wall is the spot.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody should know that.
That's the thing. Like we are talking to visitors all the time. And whenever folks come through these doors, so often they're like, I want to know. Like, where do the locals go? What is the mom and pop shop?
Uh-huh.
Where are they cooking for 16 hours?
Oh, we get
hours,
a lot of out of towners. So, people are honest. That's what we like the most. Like I said, we just get people to come in.
Yeah.
They're honest from there.
Mm-hmm.
Once they try it, as soon as you walk in, you can smell what it smells like in here. That's what it smells like there.
Yeah.
All day. As soon as they, Pat Moore's next door to us, they can't do their work.
Because it smells so good.
They said it comes through the wall.
Their
and then
growling.
They call and say,
they come
get us together.
Next door
get us together.
Well, I thought I was going to eat the lunch I brought today, but it looks like smelling I'm eating
toast. Yeah. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, you can tell we put a lot of love in. It's not just a throw on the grill, take it off. And we don't, some people get upset because we run out.
Well,
and I'm glad
that's
we're doing this. Well, the reason why we run out is because who wants to eat warmed up leftovers?
Right. You want it fresh.
You know, so that's why our grill is smoking every day. Mm-hmm. We might run out of pulled pork, but you ain't getting none until tomorrow because
we
might run out of ribs, but
we
might run out of potato salad, but
I can only make so much.
She makes it every morning. You know what I mean? Like people
quality
say, well, yeah, you're running out. Well, you'll get more tomorrow.
Come
you know
back.
What I mean? But
yeah.
And we do a lot of food, but if mm-hmm. some people come in, we like people to call it in when they want to feed 20 people.
Yeah.
And some people come in and say, what they say? You have fun. What they say?
What do you got to feed 20 people?
Yeah,
I'll
and it's
take
like,
it. Like how, what do I need to feed 30 people? I'll take it. And I'm like,
and it's
whoa.
Like,
yeah.
That's all the food.
Like that's
you know
it.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's 20 pounds of pork right there. You know,
yeah.
Some lady came in the other day. So, she wanted a box.
Yeah.
But she came in at 4:30 and we're closing in 30 minutes
right.
And she wanted 5 pounds of pork.
It's like, well, everybody else got
you
their
know,
grub today.
Yeah, so but that's why, you know, we do it fresh. We try to keep everything fresh.
Will you walk us through what that looks like? So like step one of the process, walk us through what your day looks like.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to tell them?
Oh, my.
The
first thing we do, we wake up and we're already, what we got to prep is already on our mind. So after we get the kids to school, we're already prepping at
straight
the restaurant.
To the restaurant.
Straight to the restaurant. That's when I'm getting baked beans going. That's mm-hmm. when I'm getting green beans going, like making sure I've got enough sauce for the day. Like mm-hmm. I have...
Chop onions,
make pickles,
like sliced pickles. What I was doing this morning when I told you guys, I forgot to put my hickory on because I was the grill's going now. Like, and it goes all day. Yeah, and it goes all day, and it goes all night, and it goes from inside, outside to inside. And I mean, it's work, you know. And then thawing meat, and then processing the meat is like. She can tell you I'm always cutting ribs, cutting rib tips, seasoning, make a rub, seasoning. Mm-hmm.
Where did your recipes come from?
Oh, my recipes. You really want to know?
Well, I don't want you
to reveal any
secrets.
No, I'll tell you. So I can give secrets because I've given secrets and people have. I've been to a lot. My job, let me just say my job.
Yeah.
I traveled a lot. I flew to... buy machines to bring. So my boss, I got on his nerves because we're going to the barbecue place.
Mm-hmm.
I would get up out of my seat. I would get up out of my seat and trespass into the kitchen or the back or something. And I've got threatened many times, like, what are you doing back here? And what you got going on back here?
Come on, I want to know
more.
Yeah,
so I picked up a lot of tips.
It's a compliment.
So really, I have a few uncles that used to grill, and they used to tell me, get on the way room. They ain't telling me nothing, but... A lot of restaurants I went to, and I picked a lot of it up myself, you know.
Yeah.
Practice.
Mm-hmm.
I told you since before high school, I know I was grilling. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I had an apartment one time. I was grill outside my first apartment, and, man, I'll tell you, my neighbors would smell the food. I was maybe 18.
Yeah.
And they kept saying, he's not doing that. So one time, it's like, are you doing the cooking? I said, yeah. I swear, when I told you the lady next door, she bought all the groceries from her own house. I just cooked.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 18 in the apartment. She brought, Rob Mitchell's wine. Yeah, shout out to Lisa Bruin.
Lisa.
They couldn't believe I. So I always cooked. Now, my dad, he ain't like me in the kitchen. My stepdaddy, he ain't like me in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I had to, like. He did not like me in the kitchen. It was
okay.
Like, you're going to be a boy, you're going to be a man, you're not going to cook and this and that. But
real
that was my passion,
cook.
Though.
Yeah.
And he kept me away from it so long, so that made me more determined. So as soon as I got out of the house, man, I was cooking like crazy.
You were ready to go.
So since about 17, I've been smoking meat, and I ain't going to tell you how old I am right now. But
you told me older. 30 years experience.
So you close. So 30 and 17, that's a lot.
Okay.
And I'm serious about 30 to 35 years experience, let's say that. So I'm still doing it.
There's some wiggle room in there.
I want to, we are trying to make people come to Henderson and say, this is good, I'll be back.
This is the good stuff.
You know, so we ain't worrying about Evansville and none of that stuff. Like, my new hashtag is Henderson Barbecue. That's what I've been putting on my, so
I
people
love
can,
that too.
You know, come to Henderson and try the barbecue. Don't look at us and say their little tiny spot. Come and try it. And then.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were telling us earlier you talk to people from out of town all the time.
Oh.
Tell us more about what that experience is
oh,
like.
She's up front.
Yeah. So, yes, I love
I'm in back, but she can tell you more about the out-of-towners. They,
You're out cutting those ribs and keeping that hickory.
I really
he's
do.
A
so
smoker all the time.
The out-of-towners, they really can't believe it.
Yeah.
That's the best part. Mm-hmm. They can't believe that they got what they got. How many people have came in back at, so the park's right there.
Uh-huh.
They go eat. It's, how many people come back in and tell you what?
Oh, so many people.
They come right
they
back
come
in
right
the door.
Right back in the door, and they say, I just want to tell you that was some of the best barbecue I ever had.
All the time.
Do you ever watch them? Like, not to be
Wait. So, her favorite thing, you need to start recording people doing that. So, I'm going to show you what.
For your TikTok.
So, she watches everybody. Honey, move. I got to watch them. So she'll go to the window and she'll just stand there. And her favorite thing is when our favorite thing is
to watch them. Just
when they
watch
open,
them
it,
open it. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. When they open it, they pull their phone out and they just start.
He doesn't see it like me.
Yeah.
They, I see it.
Yeah.
Like,
they.
It puts
so
the
surprise.
Smile on my face.
Oh. The size and the surprise they get when she sees them
like
all.
Like that smell yeah. just
They them. Open it and yeah. they don't even bite it yet. They want to take pictures first.
Take
and then.
Yeah.
Their friends come. So that's what we tell people. If you like it, just send your friends.
Yeah.
Some people are greedy. They don't even want to tell their friends, I got a spot right
there.
They're
keeping,
you know what I mean?
But some people.
Secret, yeah.
Secret spot.
Uh-huh.
Watch,
but she
watch
watches
everybody.
All of them.
Sorry, people.
And it makes her laugh for some reason. She just busts out laughing every time.
Yeah.
Honey, come and look at them. Come and look at them, honey.
Well, it's good. But, like, you know what you're doing and what you've, like, put your heart and soul into is making people happy. I mean, nothing
and
makes me happy.
I love to eat, and I know how I feel when I take that first bite of food. Like, I have a food dance. So it tickles me to death to watch the people open up the food and be like, oh, or take the first bite and just.
They take it all in.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
Because that rib, you can't even pick it up. See, I didn't bring the ribs. Oh, yeah, the rib is just. It just melts in your mouth.
It makes me feel good, though, when I see that.
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all this. How does it feel? So we were talking earlier before we got started. You know, barbecue is so much a part of our culture in Western Kentucky, and specifically, you know, here in Henderson. How does it feel to be a part of that?
It actually feels good. If we could be a bigger part of it, it'd be even better. But here, when we first started, we wasn't on where Henderson Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we get the compliments and the out-of-towners, now it's like, hey, we got to get on the map now. You know what I mean? Because people's coming. Like, we get bikers. We get all kinds of people coming through town. They come back. We got people that moved from Henderson that
and
started off with us. And we got college students that leave
from
school.
The community college.
Yeah, and they can't wait to get back because first thing, it's Taylor's Grill and Wheels, and that makes us feel good. So now we're
like that hometown food.
Yeah, so now we're like more looking at it like it's personal now. So we're gonna do a little bit better, you know. But it's we just got to get the community to come. Like, we're providing it, y'all just got to come and get it. You know
come
what I mean?
Get
so
it,
if y'all
everybody.
Don't come get it,
that's right.
Like, we got hot fresh food every day, and we think we love our customers because we have faithful customers.
Oh, I know a lot of them by name.
She knows.
Most
yeah,
of them,
when
they
people
come in
call,
the door, I already know what
she
they,
already
just by
knows
knowing
what
they want
at
their face.
Yes,
and he yells it from the back. How did you know that? And I'm just like, cuz I just
you know,
yeah,
I just
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And that feels good.
Yeah, first name basis. Yeah, yeah. And in the public, man, we've been hiding.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everywhere we go now, it's like, hey, there's Taylor. You got food? You bring any samples? Like, but we give samples out, though. And we feed, like, there's some homeless people that we see downtown, and we feed them. And,
thank you.
We're looking for some right now that we ain't seen. Like, she's looking for them. Like, but we ain't seen them, but we try to do.
Yeah.
We might not have everything we need, but we're putting everything we have into it. So, you know,
looking out for your neighbors. That's good.
Yeah, so.
Okay, I have another question kind of related to whenever you have visitors come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if someone walked through your doors and said, you know what, I just kind of landed in Henderson for the day, I don't have plans, what should I do? What would you tell them that they ought to do while they're in Henderson?
You want to know the truth? We send them over here.
We do all the time.
Seriously, we send them right over here. Yeah,
and then we can take
it. We appreciate it. Seriously, that was a good question because we don't know nowhere to do nothing, but we know you guys know.
So I swear, everybody from out of town, see that place right over
there?
They'll tell you everything you need to know, where you want to go, and everything. And I'm sure they come.
Okay, well. Anyone that wants to send their visitors to us, we are happy to take them there.
Yes, because that's exactly what we do. We don't know what to tell them, so we say that brick building over there, and she all the time. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sure a lot of people come to y'all's bathroom, too, because she tells them that, too.
Guys,
the bathroom's right over there.
This is getting real personal, but we have the cutest bathroom in Henderson.
Oh, we do.
So they're fine.
Need a place.
Yeah. I like a cute bathroom.
Yeah.
We've got clouds hanging from the ceiling.
It's painted like a mural inside.
Wow. Let's check it out. Well, we send everybody over here.
Everybody.
For any information they need about Henderson, she just tells them right over here.
All right. Well,
I'm glad this is here because that's my favorite place. Right across the street in the building.
Because we don't have a public bathroom.
Yeah.
We have a bathroom, but it's just for us. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys are like a great place to carry out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take it over to the
park.
And if the weather's not good, look, guys, you can pick up that food and bring it over to our spot.
We've seen people not even leave the parking lot every day. They just sit in the car. And she watches them in the car, too.
Don't you think I don't see you either?
Oh, they're not going to do it no more.
She's always watching.
She is.
It just gives me that good feeling, though.
Yeah. She does. Well, you know, so many, like, professions, I feel like, you do make a difference in people's days, but you don't always get to see it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for you guys, you get to, you know, unless they're just picking it up and taking it away, you get to see people enjoy your craft. And that's what it is. It's a craft.
Yes, it is.
That you have perfected.
Yeah. And everybody can do it. They just can't do it like me.
Well, you have your own.
There you go.
And we have our own, you know, flavor and what we like to do to
Yeah, because everybody can't taste the same.
Right.
Like, we give shout out to Thomason's for their baked beans. You know what I mean? Because people come in there and get our meats and say, I'm going to Thomason's to get their baked beans. We don't take nothing personal, none of that. We love it. You know what I mean?
I think that just shows, like, the barbecue culture that we have here. Yeah. We have 5 brick and mortar barbecue joints in Henderson. And now is a good time for me to plug.
Yes.
That's right. So we just launched with 11 other of our tourism offices around Western Kentucky.
Awesome.
We launched the West Kentucky Barbecue Belt.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a trail of 45 plus barbecue joints all around Western Kentucky. And Taylor's is part of it.
Yes.
We've got 5 on this trail. If you want more information, you can go to wkybarbecue.com.
That's right.
So there's a digital pass. You can sign up for that for free. And whenever you hop around to these barbecue joints, you can collect points. And the more points you get, you can redeem those points for prizes.
Nice.
Absolutely.
You know, I like to say you might, like, gain 50 pounds and have a heart attack eating all this delicious food, but you will get a T-shirt.
That's right.
So, gotta
eat.
And we've got that barbecue culture right here in Henderson.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Bounce around to all 5 of our barbecue joints, and we've got some great food trucks, too. Y'all, go try that. If you haven't had Taylor's, you've got to get down and go try it.
Yes. It's so good.
And if you want us to come to you, we do have a food truck. We have a food trailer, so if anybody wants us to come to them, we can bring the barbecue to you.
Give them a call.
Yeah.
They are on wheels.
We are.
We do. Yep, we do have wheels.
Do you guys want to play our Test the Guest trivia now for a chance to earn some swag from our gift shop?
All right, let's do it.
Honestly, Since it's National Barbecue Month and National Barbecue Day, we made this all barbecue themed. So you guys are going to kill it.
All right.
I just know it.
I'm going to start you off with your first question.
Okay.
Okay. The West Kentucky Barbecue Belt features 45 barbecue joints around Western Kentucky. How many Henderson restaurants are part of the belt? And we just kind of
said
it. Five. Yeah. There you go.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
First question correct.
Okay. We listening to everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You guys, and you all are our first episode with two guests.
Oh.
So, like...
Well, we're partners. Really,
yeah, we're business partners.
This is good.
Parents,
and you get to, like, share.
A lot of people say married people can't work together. They can.
We can.
Oh, I love
we're,
that.
We're together all day.
Yeah, every day.
Yes, all day, yeah.
Okay.
All day.
We're going to finish this, and then I actually have a question about that, so don't let me forget that I had a question.
Okay.
What's the difference between barbecuing and grilling? Okay, this is multiple choice. And this is really for our audience to learn. So, A, they're the same thing. B, barbecuing is on a low and slow fire while grilling is on a quick and hot fire. Or C, grilling is on a low and slow fire while barbecuing is on a quick and hot fire.
I'm going to say that I think barbecuing is on a quick and high fire. You just barbecue. Oh, we're having a family barbecue. We're just going to throw this on. And low and slow is...
For your meat.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do meat. See, that's why the meat is not my thing. I said I'm going to take a guess.
I thought it was B.
That's what I said.
Oh, did she
say B? Yeah, they were wordy answers.
So that was kind of tricky because I don't barbecue or grill. I smoke meat.
Okay, so. That's fair. Okay.
See, I couldn't hardly answer that because smoking meat and, like, barbecuing and grilling is the same thing to me.
Okay.
Smoking meat is... another level. Like, everybody can't smoke meat.
So, smoking meat to create your barbecue is low and slow?
That's low and slow.
Gotcha. Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I was trying
grilling
to say.
Grilling is like, to me, hot dogs and hamburgers and chicken wings and something like that.
Yeah, fast stuff like that,
mm-hmm. But smoking meat like ribs and, oh my gosh, I see people throw ribs on and take them off and cut them and I'm like...
No.
Blasphemy.
Your face is just like pure disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay, you're doing good.
The last is an open-ended question, so there's no multiple choice.
Okay.
What type of wood is perfect for long smoking sessions and is notable in our region for smoking meat?
Oh. Hickory.
Hickory!
Hickory.
Yep.
You got all three right.
And there's a sign on y'all's building that says, like, hickory smoke.
Yes,
daily.
Because that's all we use. Yes. And I have tried other wood, but no, you're not getting this thing.
Nothing
I've tried
hickory.
Cherry, and everybody says try
apple
and pecan, and that's just for people doing personal things.
Yeah.
You know, but...
Hickory is the
hickory
real.
If you want real Kentucky barbecue, it's going to be hickory smoke. That's all it is to it. If you
that's
ain't,
right.
And
we
that's
put,
what he said.
We put that's logs.
Right.
We use logs. We don't use.
You don't do
little,
the chips.
Oh, chips.
They will burn up so fast.
You know how chips will last.
That's how much I know.
Chips will go up like smoke.
Just
like
that.
That's gone.
Okay,
so you have to
that's
actually
for playgrounds.
Use.
5 minutes.
And hickory is used because it's a hardwood. And but
chips are for amateurs.
Chips are
type of person.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, guys, real quick, because we are running out of time.
Okay.
But I want to know who is, like, the creative brains behind the business and who is, like, we've got to get down to business today, honey. Or are you a little bit...
So, creative brain?
I think I'm creative. And I think my husband is always the, we got to get to business.
Business, because.
Okay.
And I do have a bachelor's degree in business management. Shout out to OCU. Too.
Okay, so that's like where a lot of that comes from, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're my girl. I'm like, let's be
now, her, she is the motivator, though, so. I might say, I don't feel like putting these 10 slabs on. And she's like, no, do it now.
We're doing it.
Yeah. Yep. She's like, no, do it. But
we
she
gotta
gets
get these
to
people
sit down
food.
And watch TV, The Golden Girls and stuff like that. And while I'm out
while
there.
While he smokes the meat.
While
that's
I smoke
right.
the meat. But she don't let me. If she knows I need it, we need it, she'll make me. Because I go. So when I get a couple hours to sit down,
I'm the
sometimes
pin that pokes
she's
the cushion.
Like, she's like, no,
I like that.
get it. So,
yeah.
So we make a good team.
We do.
Okay, so obviously being a family-owned business, family is such an important part of everything y'all do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do you think this is going to be like a generational thing?
Most
yes,
definitely.
Because our 12-year-old Carson, he's already in the kitchen.
Already cooking.
He already cleans the grills. He's
the
learning.
Barbecue
he knows how to start. Like that big pit I was saying about Big Mama.
Big Mama.
Oh, yeah, he can go out there and he knows how to load it. Because that thing takes, you got to load that.
Yeah.
Like, you got to load it with a lot of logs, you know what I mean? And then you got to light it, and it's a match don't light it.
Right.
You know, so he, but, no, he.
Okay, so Carson.
That's who you guys are going to see next.
Yeah, that's who you're going to see next.
Carson's your little chef.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He promotes the business at school anytime he's out in the public.
I think that's awesome.
When he played football for
Henderson Football League.
You know, we brought barbecue.
We did.
You know, we fed the kids.
I wish my brothers were his age.
Yeah, smoked chicken legs.
It was funny because we gave them out, and parents were chasing us down saying,
Can we buy
a couple of those for our other kids? We're not cooking tonight. We just gave them away.
Yeah,
they were chasing us.
Yeah, you're like the team parent.
And we got a lot of, that's how we get customers, too.
Yeah, our kids.
So we did free slab Fridays one time, a whole year.
Our whole first year, we gave a slab of ribs away
the last Friday,
every month.
12 slabs that year were free.
$6.
Wow.
And I think we even went past the year doing that because we just got so caught up in it.
We did it because
we needed people to come and try our ribs. Yeah. So we'll just.
One time, one person called six times. Nobody else could come through, and she finally, she was like, am I number six yet? And I was like, no, ma'am, not yet. She called back. The phone stayed busy because she called back on her cell phone and her house phone. She was the all six people. Like, she was number six.
Okay. So, I mean, you have to respect that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, her determination to win.
Oh, yeah. Evansville people had won them.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Okay, so I love what you said about Carson too, because I feel like the epitome of Western Kentucky barbecue joints is like you have these generational recipes
absolutely.
Being passed down, and it's very family oriented, mom and pop. So keep that going. And he already knows not to tell.
And he knows not to tell
because he knows how to make the rub. He knows how to season. He knows all that stuff, and we always tell him, "Don't tell this stuff."
Are you going to give us any hints about your secret ingredient? You can say no.
No. So basically, it's about 13 ingredients.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
So I'll just say that. But there's a main. This is what I always tell people: the main three. I always give up the main three because there's still 10 more.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you just want the flavor, don't use pepper.
Okay.
Like, don't put pepper on your barbecue. Guys, don't put pepper on your barbecue. I don't care what it is.
We're getting some tips.
No pepper. Salt, absolutely, garlic, and onion.
Okay.
If you use salt, garlic, garlic and onion, you can add the rest yourself if you can figure it out. You know what I mean?
That's the basic.
We're going to get people figuring this out. Like,
you can start with that and get a good taste on your meat.
Okay.
But don't put pepper on it.
It's the Da Vinci Code of barbecue.
Now, everything else I picked up. Asking just like y'all did.
Okay.
And I can't give those up because it's actually about 13. I'm going to tell you what, my mom tasted it one time and she named a bunch
of them. She could figure it out?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I can do that too.
That.
So she made chili with about 10 things, remember? Yeah, I figured it out, all the ingredients out. So it's all about what you can learn. You know what I mean?
But whatever you do. Do not put pepper.
Don't. People put pepper on. I'm like, oh, look at that pepper.
Like you were being judged by Carl.
Yes.
Like I see it on TikTok all the time. Everybody thinks they can smoke meat and everything looks good, and it's like
pepper.
Bless. Yeah. But this was nice.
Where can we find you on social media?
We have a Taylor's Grill on Wheels Facebook business page.
Okay.
And then we have a TikTok, Taylor's Grill on Wheels. If you guys tips, man, if you guys go to my TikTok, you might learn something.
Okay.
Because I put you go learn about phase two. Let me just say that.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, go to TikTok and to teach you about phase two.
Okay, we're there.
Because a lot of people smoke meat, they only have one phase, and that's the people that smoke it and take it off and cut it. All right. We have two phases.
You can learn more on TikTok.
I can't tell you what it is. Go to TikTok, you'll figure it out.
Okay. Well, you guys, this has been so much fun.
Yes. The best.
Happy barbecue month, everybody.
Yes.
Make sure you head out on that West Kentucky barbecue belt. Go to WKYBBQ.com. Get your free pass. Try some of this legendary barbecue that we've got around the region. And
yeah, try it all. Yeah. Try it all.
And celebrate National Barbecue Day.
It's at Taylor's.
At Taylor's.
That's right.
Yeah. We will see you at Summerfest on Saturday, May 18th. And we're just so grateful to our guests for feeding us and having a good time with us. So thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
It was a privilege.
Until next time, this is Henderson.